Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
So just joining us, it is 6 minutes after five. You're listening to Kaya FM 95.9. It is the home of the Afropolitan. It's the Monday edition of Early Morning with myself, Sotumeya. And of course, as usual, we are together until 6 o'clock. Then after, you can expect to hear from the Kaya Breakfast team who will be taking you through your morning. And I'm pretty sure they're going to be discussing issues around COVID-9, around the coronavirus, and of course, around what the president has said after the address that was taken yesterday. But for us, it is almost business as usual, as we try to inspire you into, you know, getting into a brand new week and just living a much better and bigger life than you are. And of course, today, Confidence joins me in the studio. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, so today we're talking about choosing to live.
Choosing to live. It's a serious... I don't know if hectic is the right word for it, but it's a very serious topic today. But it's a very necessary topic.
Mm.
The stats say that around 800,000 people annually commit suicide globally. And for South Africa, it's four times the global rate.
So there's more suicides in South Africa.
There's more suicide in South Africa. So if the global rate is five to one, ours is much higher.
My word.
So we are a nation that's you know, dying, and we're killing ourselves, we're hanging ourselves, we're shooting ourselves. I mean, every other week you hear of a case where somebody took a gun, shot their kids, shot their wife, and then shot themselves. You know, so we're a country in need of these types of conversations, because I think... Well, I believe the beginning of healing is through talking. But I think it's also important to look at the challenges, or why are people
taking
their own lives. And there are three things that I want to mention. Number one is the pressures of life. The pressures of life. I mean, we're talking about Corona right now. It's creating a lot of global pressure. But there are other kind of pressures. So there's financial pressures. If you look at our unemployment rates in South Africa,
it's high.
It's high, and that results in fathers not being able to pay for school fees, mothers not being able to feed their kids, you know, people that have degrees and masters and PhDs not be able to get jobs. So there are financial pressures that people are going through. There's social pressures. If you look at the advent of social media, you know, you scroll and you see people living this lavish life.
Yeah.
And you don't, all you're seeing is the filtered pictures. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And you feel this pressure that, you know, I went to school with these people, I know these people.
I should be here.
I should be there. You know, why is it that they're living their best life and I'm here stuck in this particular situation? You know, there's pressures in relationships. You know, if you know, you're married, there are pressures that you go through in marriage. If you're a parent, there are pressures that you go through. So relationships, financial, social, so there's different kinds of pressures that people go through. Number two is the regrets of life. That people, you know, a lot of us have made mistakes in the past, and there are many people who have not let go of those mistakes. They are living with daily regrets. For somebody, it may be an abortion they had when they were 20 years old. Mm-hmm. For somebody, it may be, you know, why didn't I finish school? I could have been having a better life. For somebody, it may be, you know, that crime I committed that landed me in a place
so
that I don't want to be.
The decisions that you might have made.
Exactly. The decisions that you have made that, you know, have led to you having all these types of regrets. Number three is the abuses of life. There are many people who are facing or have faced physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse. I read this sad story of this young man who took his own life. He had graduated, and he was out there. He was looking for jobs, you know, emailing CV, going there. But whenever he came home, his mother used to berate him. Or Rowena, other kids are waking. Why are you here?
Emotional abuse
and on a constant basis. And it got to the point where he decided to take his own life, sadly. So the abuse of life. So in choosing to live, what does it mean? Choosing to live, number one, means choosing to talk. Choosing to live, number one, means choosing to talk. This is especially true amongst men. You know, they say that the suicide rates amongst men are four times higher.
And they're more gruesome.
It's more violent. I believe one of the reasons is that men don't talk. You know, women, I'm sure you talk to your mother on a daily basis, or you talk to your sisters, you talk about your sister, you talk to your sister on a regular basis. Men don't really do that. Men like to bottle things up. And that's why, you know, men, I believe, you know, they take their lives more frequently than women. But it is a wide problem. There are women who also bottle things up, who don't talk, and who end up saying, you know what, I'm going to take those sleeping pills, I'm going to drink that poison, etc. So number one means, in choosing to live means choosing to talk. You know, there are counselors out there, there are psychologists, there's family and friends, there's pastors, etc. You know, whoever you feel, you know, I can actually talk to this person. This person will have a friendly ear towards me.
Yeah.
Find them, contact them, give them a call and speak to them. Because number one in choosing to live is choosing to talk. Whenever you keep things in secret, you keep them in the dark. And in the dark is where suicide happens. Mm-hmm. In the dark is where, you know, there's no light. It's where people say, I'm all alone in this world. There's nobody who cares. Why should I continue? So number one in choosing to live is choosing to talk. Number two in choosing to live is choosing to avoid opportunities for suicide. So if you are having suicidal thoughts,
yeah,
things like guns, things like pills shouldn't be around.
Should not be in your house.
Should not be in your house, because you're going to be alone one day and those thoughts come and then the opportunity is there. So make sure that you do not have opportunity in terms of resources to kill yourself. And also, you should be interacting with people and also, and choose your crowds carefully as well. Because if you're somebody who's going through depression, if you're having suicidal thoughts, people who are in the same state of mind who are also contemplating suicide are not really the people that you should be, because you might encourage one another to do it. Rather, be around people who are passionate about life.
Who will pull you back.
Who will pull you back, who will encourage you and say, you know what, this is not the only option. Number three in choosing to live is choosing to believe in new possibilities. There's a Bible verse I love that says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And, you know, there are three elements to suicidal thinking. One is, I regret the past, I hate the present, and I don't have hope for the future.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we have to instill in ourselves is a hope for the future. We have to create a vision for ourselves that will propel us to go forward, that will give us a reason to live. I remember when I was in my teens, I was going through an addiction, I was going through depression, and I had suicidal thoughts. And I remember at one of the lower stages, I went to see this movie called Are We There Yet?
Yeah.
With Ice Cube. And it was of a father with a wife and on a road trip with his kids. And I started imagining myself beyond where I was. I started imagining myself, you know, being a father, being a husband.
On a road trip.
On a road trip somewhere, writing books, being here. Being here for me is a dream. It's something that I wanted to do. I wanted to go on and inspire other people so that they can get out of the situations that I was in mentally.
Mm.
And so one of the things we have to do is create a vision for yourself. If you do not create a vision for yourself, then it's easier, because now you have no more reasons to go on. But if you want to see a better tomorrow, if you want to see the future, you know, that is much brighter, you have to start creating that future in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
If the present is hellish, go into the future. Start living in the future. Mm-hmm. Start imagining yourself, you know what, this is where I am, but this is not where I'll always be.
Mm-hmm. This is not the end.
This is not the end. I know I'm unemployed right now, but you know what, there are opportunities out there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can start my own business. Maybe I can start using my talents differently to make opportunities for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I know that right now I'm going through a difficult time in my marriage. But you know what? We can work through this. We can go to counseling. We can actually talk and come out on the other side bigger, better, and stronger. So the thing that you have to do is create a better vision for yourself. Create a vision where you see yourself doing better than what you're doing right now, being bigger, being the very best you that you can be.
Mm-hmm.
Create the vision for yourself, and you'll see that, you know, there's a better life out there. You have to choose to live. Number one, you said choosing to live means choosing to talk. Number two, choosing to live means choosing to avoid opportunities for suicide. And number three, and most importantly, choosing to live means choosing to believe in new possibilities.
Sure. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Today was, I suppose, a bit of a heavy topic, especially
heavy topic,
because we've got so much mental illness that we have not taken a moment to actually deal with and address as a country in general. But thank you very much, our confidence.
Thank you. I hope somebody has been helped out there.
You know, I hope there's somebody that's driving right now that might have been contemplating something and decide maybe, just maybe, it's not over for me yet.
Yeah, 100%.
Thank you very much. So that was our confidence talking to us about choosing to live.
Rewinding Kaya FM. FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.